Hits and headlines on Dublin's favourite radio station, Energy 103. The more you listen, not only do you win more, you also remember a lot more. 940, it was the year that Mark Chapman was indicted in December by a grand jury in New York on a second-degree murder charge in the killing of former Beatle John Lennon. Some of the films of the year included Flash Gordon, The Elephant Man, Airplane, and Brooke Shields was starring in The Blue Lagoon. From the year the country's 80,000 working married couples threatened to go to court again to force the government to hand back the millions of pounds in income tax that they were owed, they said. Energy 103.
Just come down. I thought I'd busy list. listening to the radio. The whole thing's daft. I don't know why. You have to laugh, or else you cry. You have to live, or else you die. You have to laugh, or else you cry. In the pantomime, we're heading for disaster, but I just don't care. Shut your eyes and count to ten, you won't be there. The whole thing's daft, I don't know why. You have to laugh, or else you cry. You have to live, or else you die. You have to laugh, or else you cry.
BBC chief scrapped a Desert Island Disc show that year with Muhammad Ali because they reckoned his speech was slurred and incoherent. And on the Energy Hits and Headlines cruise today, we remember the year the European Parliament said goodbye to retiring Irish Commissioner Dick Burke with a golden handshake that would have given him more than the average government minister for the following 3 years. It's 9:46.
Sell your car for cash. Yes, at Windsor Car Auctions, you can sell your car for cash. Auctions are held twice weekly, on Wednesday at 6:30 and on Saturday at 1 p.m. Entries are accepted every day and during the auction. So don't delay, try the Windsor way. Sell your car for cash at Windsor Car Auctions, Bluebell, Mace Road. Telephone 516877. That's 516877. Windsor Car Auctions.
A long, long time ago in the sketchy past, St. Valentine recorded Couples in Love. Now the moment can be captured forever with a Valentine's portrait by Dunleary Photographic. Dunleary Photographic are in attendance at the Dunleary Shopping Centre until tomorrow, St. Valentine's Day. A portrait of love for the times of your life.
It was one of those days. Heavy rain coming in off the bay. I got back to the office soaked to the skin. My clothes were ringing, so was the phone. The fat man had the pressure on and needed the facts fast. In this business, fast means XL Couriers. 614167. The man's name was Simon. Well, XL Couriers certainly got me out of that fix. The facts were on the fat man's desk like grease lightning, giving me plenty of time to practice this outrageous accent.
XL Couriers. Phone 614-167. That's 614-167.
Here's looking at you, Simon.
Power hits at 9:48. Energy 103 for a Friday cruise remembers the year the new family planning law banned the sales of contraceptives without a doctor's prescription. And the top films of the year turned out to be The Shining, Voices, and Friday the 13th. 10-10 on the Dodd Bingo. Spando Ballet's haircut became the hair craze of those days, and Tom Brown was just funkin' for Jamaica. It was also the year Adam Ant had four smash hits. His pantomime outfit became an instant winner, and Jim Watt, the pride and joy of Scotland's boxing public, retained his world lightweight title when he finished off 21-year-old John O'Grady in the 12th round. I remember it well, do you know that? Three last day of the week and tears of joy for a couple of break. Hits and headlines this morning from the year tight-lipped movie hero Steve McQueen sadly died. He wasn't that old either when he passed away. It was also the year Ronnie Reagan clutched the greatest Academy Award he could ever have picked up when he became the White House resident. And 52 American hostages in Iran took a dramatic step to freedom when revolutionary leader Ayatollah Khomeini ordered them to be handed over to the Iranian government. It's 9:54 now.
Turning forever, I never could tell if this was a heaven or this was a hell. I reach out and take my piece of the cake.
The year was 1980.
I'm still looking. I'm looking.
It's the only reason I don't play that record more. 1980 was the year. Have a great weekend.
What would you do with £10,000?
That's £10,000 in cash. Ireland's biggest ever radio giveaway is back on Energy 103. Here's how it works. Sometime between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday to Friday of each week, we'll play these three songs in this exact order. Write them down. Number one, Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing.
You Sexy Thing.
Number two, Madonna, Papa Don't Preach.
Papa Don't Preach, I'm in the
sea. Number three, Sly Fox, Let's Go All the Way.
Let's go all the way.
When you hear the last beat of the last record, call Energy on Dublin 606-703. The 20th caller to say the phrase that pays, I go all the way with Energy, will get the chance to choose from 25 sealed and numbered envelopes. 24 of them contain either a fabulous giveaway or a booby prize. But one, and only one, contains £10,000. That's £10,000 in cash. We're guaranteed to keep running this contest till somebody wins that £10,000. And as each of the other 24 envelopes gets opened, the odds get better and better. The choice will be yours to win £10,000 in Ireland's biggest ever radio giveaway, only on Energy 103.
Energy 103.
Get into the smooth shape of Levi 501s at O'Connor's Abbey Street, Ilax, Delorgan and Dunleary now. Smooth, figure-hugging Levi 501s from O'Connor's.
It's 10 o'clock. Tea time's anytime with PG Tips Tags Tea Bags.
PGT, it's easiest, 1, 2, tea.
On 738 AM and 103 FM in stereo, this is Energy.
Party leaders clash over the national airwaves. This is George Long. Good morning. The Taoiseach, Dr. Fitzgerald, and Fianna Fáil leader Charles Haughey have clashed on TV over the emergence on the North as an election issue. The two leaders hit out on the Anglo-Irish agreement on RTE's Today Tonight programme. Mr. Haughey claimed Dr. Fitzgerald had done a U-turn on an agreement that the North was not to be used as a political football. And according to a poll carried out after the TV debate by the Cork Examiner, it was a big victory for the Taoiseach, Dr. Fitzgerald. And this morning's Irish Independent reveals more negative news for Fianna Fáil. Their latest poll reports another drop in support for the party. The IMS survey indicates that the chances of Fianna Fáil securing an overall Dáil majority is now in doubt. Iran and Iraq have renewed their war of the cities with a series of air and missile attacks that each side said was aimed at military targets while accusing the other of slaughtering civilians. Iraq said its warplanes bombed a command center in a Tehran suburb and hit 11 other Iranian cities yesterday. The Soviet Union's official news agency TASS has accused Western reporters of staging daily demonstrations on behalf of a jailed Jewish activist. And Moscow officials have repeated denials that the authorities broke up a protest violently yesterday. Western correspondents and demonstrators were beaten up, but Foreign Ministry spokesman Gennady Gerasimov blamed young vigilante gangs. Four British universities have been awarded $1 million contract to carry out research for the American Star Wars project. They'll work with American colleges on developing electrical systems for spacecraft involved in the Strategic Defence Initiative. And finally, in Australia, crocodile steaks, grilled or fried, are the latest craze in the North Queensland town of Cairns. Good place for a nice Valentine's meal. Weather prospects, cold and frosty today with heavy clouds turning to rain later. Winds are northwesterly, moderate on the bay, the area high reaching 7 Celsius by mid-afternoon. That's the Press Association news at 2 minutes past 10.
Energy 103.
Tony McKenzie.
Just, but I never knew why you went.
Energy 103 in the morning at 9 minutes past 10. Good morning to you. It's Friday, the unmentionable. Don't mention what date it is. Not on a Friday. Duran Duran and Hungry Like the Wolf, if you're writing them down. We've got loads of money to give away as usual, and it's the weekend, so we could be making your weekend with a huge prize. You never know. Keep it here.
It's an energy weekend.